Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Eileen Grimes of the Jupiter Rising Show, and this Saturday, February 29th, is Leap Day, and we are welcoming back, after a delay, the rock and roll psychic herself, Ms. Mary Beckman. She and I are going to talk about the concerns facing humanity right now from astrology and metaphysical side. This should be a really interesting conversation. So don't forget, the Jupiter Rising Show starts this Saturday at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on KKNW Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
When the red, red robin comes bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bobbing along.
And welcome back to Martha Norwalk's Animal World. It's the last Sunday of the month, which means that it's Positive Talk Sunday, where we work with you and the human side of the animal to uplift and educate and hopefully entertain, which is what I think that we've done a smash-up job today, because we've got have had some really interesting people, including Belinda Farrell, who was the author that we had in the second hour, and she wrote the book Find Your Friggin' Joy, and Lisa Fairman, who is my new best friend, because she is, and I have to say this, before I was in radio years ago, mm-hmm. I was in sales and sales management.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
And so my job was to train salespeople on how to go knock down doors and to be super enthusiastic and to really go for it. And it is probably one of the rarest art forms that's out there in business where somebody can actually make. And when I said I would rather go across hot coals than do a cold call,
right.
I wasn't kidding.
I know.
Because it is the scariest. It's, well, see, I equate it to like being 16 and having a beautiful girl on the other side of the dance floor. And going up to her and saying, hey, want to dance?
Yeah.
And have her look at you like you've got three eyes and you're from Mars.
Right,
and then,
right.
And then you have to recover from that and say, okay, well, who's next?
Right,
you
right.
know, and which is what they teach you to do in sales school.
Yes.
They say it's, they never say no, it's just who's next.
Mm-hmm.
And you always go to the next person. But at one point in time when you get slapped enough, you get tired of getting slapped.
Right.
How do you combat that?
Yeah, you know, it's being an entrepreneur is not for the faint of heart.
And <That's for sure.
laughs> so, yes. So, you know, you just have to go back to your calling, go back to why you're doing it, but also just know, like, people are going to slam the door in your face over and over and over again.
But they don't mean it.
They don't mean it, but they, you know, people are busy, right? And so
they have a job to do.
They have a job to do. And so I get it, you know, and so. And I always say people have to see things like three times. So, you know, very rarely do you call somebody up and say, hey, I have Girl Power Sport. Do you want to buy it? Most likely they're going to say no, right? But you have to, like, show them why. And in this day and age, it's like show them why it is easy and show them why it will be beneficial for them. And so it is often, you know, I just show up places all the time. I just show up at businesses. I find that when I go to the outskirts and go to small towns, a lot of people don't go to smaller towns to sell their product. And they're so grateful a lot of times, you know, oh my goodness, thank you you drove out here to see me, right? And so, you know, so sometimes just getting in the door. And then my other thing is like, just give them the best service they have ever had. And I jot down, okay, do they have a child? What do they like to do? Just information.
Hold that thought there. Before we continue, if you're not taking notes now, you need to be taking notes because people charge for this kind of information. So please, okay. Having said that, please continue.
And so I love a challenge. Especially with my marathon running, with my heart issue and all the doctors thought there's no way. You know, when I had my last open heart surgery 5 years ago at University of Washington, I had amazing doctors, amazing nurses. But we did have this one doctor who was just the one who came in and like did the random check. And I remember laying there, you know, and it's hard. And I'm in so much pain. We're trying to get the pain under control. And the doctor says, you're never going to run again. And I'm like, whoa. And my poor mother, who, you know, is my biggest champion, was like, what? Why are you saying that? Like, let's say that was true. Why would you say that to somebody?
You know?
So I'm like, and so to me, I took that and I was like, what? What do you mean I'm never going to run again? Of course I'm going to run again. And I'm going to run even farther and faster, right? So, you know, so I think that fuels me and the challenge fuels me. And so it's like, okay, yes, I had this many people say no to me, but I had one person today say maybe. And so I think it's that you just have to really convince yourself, why is it worth it? Why am I doing this? And remind yourself that every day. What is the reason? What am I trying to accomplish? And so I think the more you tell yourself that and you're like, okay, this is what I really want to do. And I have some things that every morning I wake up and I lay there. And, you know, like as you've been getting to know me, it's hard for me to sit still. So I lay there and I do my prayer and I start with all the things I'm grateful for. Cause I found before I was like, I need this, Lord, I need this. And so, you know, whether it's the universe or yourself or whoever you talk to, I just said, like, these are the things I'm grateful for. And then this is, you know, this challenge, I'm grateful for this challenge. I am grateful for this struggling business because you know what? I'm going to learn so much along the way. And so I do that. And then I splash cold water on my face because that immediately wakes you up, right? And then I'm like, then I can look at my phone. But it's like, then you got to be, you know, so you got to get yourself in the right mindset. And so if you're in that mindset, people will notice that. So when you are cold calling or when you're showing up at businesses, and I think it's great to show up in person because it's harder for people to say no when they see you face to face.
Yes.
You know, I just walk in there and people are like, do you see the no soliciting sign? And I'm like, yes, but you know what? This leotard is going to make you rich. Like, you are going to sell so many of these. And if they don't, if they take the item and they don't sell it, you know what I do? I take it back. And I say, let me find something else for you. Like, that's okay. You know, because that relationship is more important than the actual sale. Because you don't know where that's going to lead, you know. And maybe that person is going to be doing something next.
Something I detect here, and I just love it. You are in tune with your identity. Mm-hmm. You're in tune with being Lisa Great. When somebody tries to demoralize you, that's their identity. Yeah. They're
that's not
Lisa.
Right. Right.
And so you never let that taint you in any way.
Right.
You're understanding that person better. You got a whole world out there.
Yeah.
You keep moving forward with your identity. And that is fantastic. That is quite a lesson.
And, you know, her mom, Linda, is just like her. I mean, just the nut doesn't fall far from the tree. I mean, just I think she was just, I want to say, born with that in her, mm-hmm. with her, the influence of her mother. And her mom's very successful, too, mm-hmm. and in life, and is an inspiration to so many people.
She is.
So I can see how that would, of course, that's a part of you.
Yes.
You know, that's really, but yet. There are a lot of people who don't have that advantage.
Right.
And yet they can do that too.
Yes. Yeah.
So, and grow.
Right.
And become. Mm-hmm. That's a gift.
Yeah. It's a gift.
Yeah.
It's really a gift.
And I like what you do for your kids too. Mm-hmm. What was it at the end of the day?
Yes.
Or is it the beginning of the day? What do you say to
them? Yeah. And so I always feel, I feel like every day there's a miracle. And if it's, you know, however you see it, there's the gift or whatever you want to call it. I feel like every day there's a miracle, and I just have to be open and willing to see it. And so when you are open and willing to see it, you will see it. You will literally see it, and you'll be like, oh my gosh, you know what? That person at the grocery store who just smiled at me mm-hmm. and said hello, I needed that hello today. Or you know what? That customer that called me back and they really liked this, oh my gosh, that was the gift today. So I tell my kids every day, I'm like, what was your miracle today? What was the thing that made a difference for you today? And it's interesting the things they say, right? And then sometimes they're like, Mom, there was nothing good today. Nothing good happened. I'm like, no. Okay, let's talk about, wait, what happened in PE today? Oh, somebody gave you the ball and you made a basket. Okay, there you go. Like, you know, you have to see it. So yeah.
Do you ever have your kids do what my kids used to do? See, I was in charge of positive talk radio, and so I was pretty positive all the time. And they would say, Dad, knock it off.
Oh, my kids say it all the time. All the time. You know, I listen to podcasts, too, and they'll get in the car and be like, oh, my gosh, I want you to hear this. It's so fantastic. And they'll be like, okay, Mom, really? Again? You know, yeah. No, I have, like, a bunch of teenagers in my house, so it's like,
hard to impress teenagers.
I know, right? They are. But, you know, I'm like, it's interesting. I was with my son yesterday. We stopped at some fabulous Mexican food, and it was really busy. And so there's this gentleman who was by himself, and I thought, you know, there's not a lot of tables. And I just said, hey, would you like to come sit with my son and I? And my son is, like, rolling his eyes, like, really?
Mom,
really,
what are you
Mom?
Doing?
And he had this amazing, amazing story. He talked about from Venezuela, and he got out before the revolution and everything that him and his family went through. And, you know, it's like, that was my gift yesterday, was to hear his story. And then my son got to hear that story. And so whether, you know, they're there, the gifts are there for sure.
That's a great thing you're doing for your kids.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Huge.
Oh, thank you.
Well, and they will appreciate that, even though they think it's a little corny now.
I know, right?
They'll appreciate it when they get down the road. Yeah. And one thing I would like to share with our audience, because one of the things that I do, I'm a bus driver by day. when I'm not hurt.
Yeah.
And the possibility of saying hello to somebody who mm-hmm. may, and smiling at them.
Right.
And it may be the only person mm-hmm. that does that for them all day.
Yeah.
The only person that treats them like a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't take any time. Mm-hmm. Doesn't take any effort. All
right.
I do is say, hey, how you doing?
Right.
We could all do that.
We can all do that.
We can all treat each other with a little bit of kindness.
Yeah.
My favorite is the one that you go through the check stand at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Those poor people stand there for 8 hours a day and have to check out your groceries. It doesn't hurt you just to say, hi, how you doing?
Right.
I have a friend of mine. His name is Matt. I don't know if you've heard of him. But earlier yesterday, we were at lunch. And before the waiter dropped off the check, and before he left, Matt said, I hope your shift goes better today or goes perfectly today. Mm. And I hope you have a good time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How many people actually take the time to say that to another human being?
Right.
You do it innately, Lisa, because that's who you are.
Yeah.
Some people have to be trained to do that.
Right.
And I always say to my kids, too, look at their eyeballs. Look, where are their eyeballs? Look at their eyeballs when you talk to them. And they're listening to this, and they're just like, seriously, Mom. But no, but I'm like, to have somebody look you know, people are so busy, and they're all down, looking down at their phones and their devices. And so when somebody looks you in the eye, I mean, it means something.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
There's an actual human contact.
Actual human contact. And you connect, and your energy connects with my energy. And right. Yes.
That's exactly right. And
yes.
And I just, you'll appreciate this because you're in the sales game, and
you
you go to small towns and stuff. Mm-hmm. My grandfather worked in the day. And he sold shoes for CoverGirl.
Mm-hmm.
And he would take his Electra 225 Buick and pack his samples.
Yeah.
He would leave on a Monday and not show up for 6 weeks.
Wow. Yeah.
His territory was Washington, Oregon, Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
And he would go to every small town with his sample case. That's what traveling salesmen used to do in the day.
Right.
Now it can be done via, I used to sell chicken and that was on the airplane and stuff. But now, but you're doing the same thing and going back kind of to those roots.
Going back to the roots. Yes. And, you know, when you were talking about driving a bus and everything too. So I this is my dream. This is my passion. But I still do things on the side to help with, you know,
like you have so much time.
Right. Yeah. No, but, you know, it's interesting with growing my business. When I started my business, it's like, oh, gosh. OK. Yeah. But I still have to pay bills, you know. And so I did bartending and serving on the side. I started a small event business called Scarlet Event because I was like, Girl Power is my vision and I can't get lost with that. But with you driving a bus and with you doing all different kinds of things, like we all got to do what we got to do to make money. And then it's like finding a way. So for people who want to start something new, but they can't leave their regular job or they can't, you know, you can find a way to work around it. You know, you can figure out your time and to still make the money you need to make and then have your dream.
And be careful what you wish for.
Be careful what you wish for, right.
Because if you wish for it, it's liable to come true.
Right. Well, and it was like Belinda earlier, she's talking about, you visualize it, you say it, like, this is what I want. This is, and if you convince your mind that, it's eventually going to happen.
It will.
Yes.
And if you don't take its advice sometimes,
right,
it forces the issue.
Right.
Which is what happened to me a couple of weeks back. So, but it's going to allow me the time. First of all, I'd like to publicly again thank Martha Norwalk for letting me do this show. It is in my heart. It's in my passion. It's just wonderful. It is also wonderful to work with you, Kathy. And it's I really have enjoyed it. And
I feel the same way about you. Got lots of laughs.
Well,
and learned a lot too.
Well, so. And I hope that you're going to be a constant contributor and a companion to the show because Martha will miss you. We will miss having you here.
Oh, thank you. I'll miss being here. I really will.
So that's good. Yeah. And Matt, thank you. What would you like to? We're gonna go skipping merrily into a break in a moment. But what would you like to say? What are your impressions of today's show?
Well, I see a motivation speaker right next to me here, and Lisa, and that's what you two are. What you and Kathy are. And I just love it because it's success breeding success, and the whole world's listening to this right now. I get quite an education listening to you three. It's fun hanging out. It is. Inspiring.
And you're inspiring, too.
So there.
There you go.
And Lisa, what in a minute, what's your impression of, because this is the first time you've been in the studio.
Yes.
The first time you've really done this for them.
Right, what's your time on radio. Yeah. I think this is amazing, and I just think it's, you know, wonderful of Martha and the station and all of you that you have this out here that people can listen and feel inspired and be inspired for their week and want to help others. And I love that you go through the kind of the community things that are going to, and I think that's so important, especially as Seattle grows, to really know about the different nonprofits that are here and how to help them.
And get connected with each other.
Right.
Oh, very good. And I as we connect tonight, right now, we're going to connect with some of our sponsors who are responsible for making sure that this show stays on the air so that we can continue to bring people like Lisa, people like Matt, people like Kathy, people like Stacy and I almost said something wrong, so I won't say that. All of you and bringing you all together, it really is a good show for people to just relax and to say, you know, there are people that think positively and have the proof in their lives to back it up. So we are going to talk to our sponsors right now, and you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Matt Shea is an author as well as an advocate for both senior citizens and animals, and he has some fascinating stories to tell. To learn more about Matt and his books and for free stories, visit his website, mattsheabooks.com. That's M-A-T-T-S-H-E-A books.com. His book, The Meadowdale Community Project, focuses on animal causes, and Matt is extending an invitation to Animal World listeners to check out his book, reach out and say hello and share your input. Learn more about this local author and his passion for helping animals and seniors by visiting mattsheabooks.com. That's M-A-T-T-S-H-E-A books.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back to Martha Norwalk's Animal World. It is the last Sunday of the month, which means it's Positive Talk Sunday with Kevin and Kathy. Sadly, soon to be without Kathy.
But I not without, you know.
You'll be with us in spirit.
What is it that Dr. Nels always says about how he does his healing on air?
Oh, remote.
I'll be here remotely.
You'll be here remotely.
My mind remotely, yes, mind and heart.
Oh, very nice. I tell you, I was thinking while we were on break because we were chatting away and having a great conversation and stuff, which I really wish that we could take that and put it into the fabric of the show because it's very entertaining.
Right. Yeah. You guys should see us when we go to, well, we're not supposed to say break. But when we go to visit our sponsors.
When we're visiting our sponsors, we're having...
Oh, my gosh.
We're really busy talking about stuff. But there's one thing that I was remiss about doing, and I want to make sure that it gets done, and that's Bobby, who's in the other room. This is her first day being with us. And I just wanted to get her sense, hey, how you doing in there?
Doing good.
So what did you think of the show so far?
This is great. I love listening to all of you.
It's been fun, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Did you learn anything? Do you want to go walk on fire?
No, I do want to drive a race car, though.
Right?
That must be a girl thing now.
Yeah. Sorry, Lisa, I'm not doing any 50-mile-an-hour or 50-mile marathons.
I'll do 50 miles an hour.
You can come run, like, one leg with me. Like, come run, you know, meet me along the way. Be my motivation.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's just as important, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah. this has been, you know, and I suspect it. And based upon, you know, you finding or bringing Lisa here and Matt being here and Belinda calling in. And I just suspected that this was just going to be a really special show.
Yes, you did. You kept telling me, really? It's going to be good. We're really going to have fun.
Well, you see, she is.
I mean, you know me. I like
to. She
plans. Have to have everything in a line. This is perfectionist. It has to go like this and it has to go like that. And he's like, no. So
we were talking about cold calling earlier in the sales world. I'm the kind of guy who walks in and says, hey, how you doing?
Right. Yeah.
She's the one who sits in her car and has to write down what she's going to say and what he might say. And she sits in the car and then they close and then she has to go home. So it's better to just get it and see. And you're the one of those bounce off the wall kind of people too.
Yes, for sure.
So
for
and sure. while Matt over there is really nice and laid back, but I love the way Matt, the way you interject, and when you say something, it has weight.
It does.
It has meaning, and so we appreciate that. And it has been a really fun show for me to do. Lisa, will you come and do a podcast with me?
I will. I would love to.
And we're going to book you back to do this show again.
Okay, great. That'd be fabulous.
And Matt, you the same thing. You and I are going to do the podcast. And speaking of which, since I've got a minute and a half, and I've got the microphone. the next thing I'm doing with the podcast once I get my shoulder fixed. Is I'm going to do live podcasts 5 days a week, 4 days a week.
Yeah.
And they will be actually live to the world in real time, which means they're not going to be, because you know how podcasts are done. Mm-hmm. They're recorded, and then they're edited, and then they go up, and then they can. But we're going to do a live one so that it's very much like this radio show.
Yeah, amazing.
Only it's going to be worldwide.
Wow, great.
And it'll be a great deal of fun to do that. And and Kathy's invited, and Matt's got no choice because he lives darn near in my house.
We have those two tin cans with the wax string.
Yes. So we got a minute and a half left. Lisa, what would you like to tell our audience and say hello to whoever you'd like?
Okay. I just have to say, you know, it's so wonderful having a great support system. Mr. Fairman, I love you with my whole heart, and my amazing kids, they inspire me every day. They put up with all of my crazy ideas. And so I just think just to keep going, keep trying, believe in yourself, believe in your vision, be willing to change along the way exactly what you're going after. Because sometimes you're like, this is what I'm going to do. And then it leads to something, right? So be open to what it leads to. And, believe in yourself and do something that you're passionate about that you can share with others.
I hope you were writing that down because that is words of gold. Matt, you got 20 seconds.
Well, always I support for my family, my wonderful daughter who started my writing for me, telling me when I retired, here's your laptop, you're now an author. My family, my friends at the Emerald Queen, Dave Smith, who's going to write a book. I know he's going to do it. And just being here with everyone.
Okay, real quick. Kathy, go.
All right. So
you got 30 seconds.
Okay.
20 seconds.
Animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. Always be kind to, open your heart, Share your love with all living things.
And we'll see you next
time. Thank you.